Excuse me, I absolutely adore that band. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM as always, but that band is Seven Angels, Seven Plagues. 1999, I think, was the first year they started, or like right around then. They came out with this album called Jasmine's Lullaby, and the song you just heard is called Silent Deaths, Crowded Lives, off of said album. And it's just one of those moments in hardcore music where they just captured lightning in a bottle, if you will. Like, some bands just do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to put your finger on because it can only happen, like, once, in my opinion, in a band's career, right? Like, you know, you have your Terrors and your Hatebreeds and, you know, Alexis on Fire, or, like, all these bands that are just, like, consistently pretty solid. You know what I mean? Like, sure, their highs are really high, but the lows are never really that low. Like, they're all talented enough to make good music. But then you get a band like Seven Angels, Seven Plagues, and they have Jasmine's Lullaby, And I'm pretty sure that's like their only release outside of maybe a demo. I'm going to double check that. They had an EP come out in 2003, 5 songs on it. I've actually never listened to that. I'm sure it's sick. But outside of that, it's just 2001's Jasmine Lullaby. And man, like that album, they're able to meld such brutal metalcore with some really progressive melodies. To me, it's completely unique to itself. I adore that album. And I'm kicking myself that I haven't found that album until like a month or two ago. How silly am I? All it takes is one dude on YouTube making a drum cover to one of their songs, and I'm like, oh, I should maybe check in on that. I should probably listen to that. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, it's a 60-minute stage dive here. We're deeper in to the show, as it seems. Probably about 23 minutes of stage diving left, if I had to put a finger on it. My last note there on Seven Angels, Seven Plagues, they went on, or three of their band members went on to make a band called Misery Signals, which is a very good band. That actually, funny enough, has like a Canada tie-in. I'm just on the Rate Your Music page, and it says they formed in Milwaukee, which is where Seven Angels, Seven Plagues are from. But then they disbanded last year in Edmonton. I don't know enough about it to speak on that, but like, heck yeah, guys. Shout out disbanding in like the coldest place of all time. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to check out this album Controller. Seems like that's the one the internet really likes. Not that I'm letting Rate Your Music define my music taste, but I'm a big believer and it's a great, great place to go. You know, if you're completely blind and you don't want to spend, you know, 4 hours listening to a whole band's discography, jump on Rate Your Music. Maybe it's the one, but don't let that be like your only guide. Songs before that, Cold by Simone's Old Band Archive. That's another Canadian band. Really cool. Don't know anything about them because they have 23 monthly listeners on Spotify. However, I found them through this really great playlist run by a fella in Montreal, and the playlist on Spotify is just called Canadian Hardcore X Death Metal. I just want to see if I can find it here in my little search bar. God, Spotify is awful for this. I can't. But it's a really great playlist, and it's a way I find a lot of cool music that I end up sharing on this show. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I guess the dude's Instagram is lay.spectre.noir, if that means anything to anyone. I could have sworn he was like hooked up with Be About It Zine, potentially. But I could be completely off guard on that, and maybe they just reshared the playlist to their Instagram one day. But there's over 213 songs in there. It is updated regularly? Question mark? It hasn't been updated since last year, which is a shame. But some really great bands in there. I know I've found some really cool bands in there, such as, you know, what the heck were they called? Simone's Old Band Archive. Heck yeah. Song before that was Enemies in Sight by Terror. Okay. I got so excited by Seven Angels, Seven Plagues, I realized I skipped a song in my set. So if y'all just bear with me here, we're going to listen to a really extreme metal band called Tomb Mold, Canadian metal band, very cool. And then we're going to listen to a stoner metal song. And then everything after that is going to be very doom stoner metal, okay? 20 minutes of show left, okay? Can y'all just bear with me on this? I'm very excited to share this music, but it's going to be a bit of a tonal change, especially from this Tomb Mold song into the Weed Eater song. So, two listening notes, if I may. When you listen to Tomb Mold, realize that they're a three-piece. They're going to sound like there's 19 dudes playing these songs, and I'm sure there's overdubs in the recording and everything, but they tour as a three-piece, which is phenomenal. I saw them at Sled Island a few years ago out in Calgary. The song is Flesh's Armor, and it's off of their greatest album, in my opinion, The Enduring Spirit. Goes so hard. Very cool if you're into the tech stuff. And then the song after that is Hammer Handle by Weed Eater. If you want to listen to something in that song, check out the bass line. The bass line is everything. So, keep it locked. Bear with me on this. And then we're going to come back real quick, and I'll play the last few songs. Okay? Okay. CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
listen to Home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
All right, into the last 10 minutes of stage diving here, folks. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for being here, being present or not present. I mean, it's radio. You can just throw this crap on in the background for all I care. I know that's how I listen to my radio 90% of the time. Okay, I got two songs left here, and they're going to take me way over time. So you're not going to hear all of the last one, but that's okay because it's enough of a classic that you should get the gist of it within the first four of its 10 minutes. Okay, real quick, the songs you just heard, Hammer Handle by Weed Eater, and the song before that, Flesh as Armor by Tomb Mold. We've played a lot of different stuff here tonight. I've, I don't want to say struggled my way through it, but I was comatose walking into this booth today. But as always, the radio, the microphone, the music, it's brought me back to life. I am going to go home, probably pick up a bag of ketchup chips on my way in, crush those, go to sleep, and do it all again tomorrow, folks. I will be back here next Thursday, 8 p.m. If you like what you heard, come back. Or this always will exist as a podcast on CJSF's podcast hosting place, which you should be able to find through the website. But I need to follow up on if I'm actually publishing that correctly, because I don't know, because I'm a newbie. Whatever. Okay, these last two songs, really cool. You Who Has Never Slept by Vile Creature. It's a Canadian band, Canadian duo. Doom metal, noise, very rad. Song after that, Dope Throne by Electric Wizard. It's a classic. Absolute classic. Enjoy the sounds you're about to hear. I will leave you with this, 10 and a half minutes of music. And, yeah, take good care, everyone. We'll catch you all next week, baby.
Mm-hmm.